Okay, and moving on to life rides, something that I know when I first started working here, Lana Scannell and I would talk about every single year and for many, many, many years. And of course, you now in that position, we do this every year as well. An important project for the hospital, hey?
We do. This is the 39th year, if you can believe it. And what a great tradition to continue. Life Rides essentially provides free rides to anyone on New Year's Eve. So what we say is, if you drink, please don't drive. Plan on a life ride. They run from 7 p.m. through 4 a.m. on New Year's Eve, and they're available through our taxi service, JN Taxi, or through the data bus.
So why is the hospital involved in this? And I know Rampart was helped to get it started as well.
Yes. And you know, the history is that there it's just it's one of the most preventable, you know, well, backing up. It really is about just preventing alcohol-related traffic accidents and fatalities that the odds can increase on a night like New Year's Eve, where there are more people out celebrating, and potentially more that involves alcohol. So we're just trying to help offer a really safe and easy alternative that still allows people to do what they want to do, but just prevents them from getting behind the wheel by making it easy to get them home free that night and keep everyone safe.
So how does it work then?
It works by there will be flyers, and hopefully the majority of the bars and restaurants around town, and at the Island Resort and Casino. And you simply call one of the, you call the taxi service, which is 906-786-1122, or you call the data bus at 906-786-1186, extension 1, and tell them where you're going, where you need to get to, and they will coordinate a ride for you. We do ask if you know that you're going or need a ride home at a certain time. You can try to plan ahead. You can even potentially call the day before. And just to be patient, there's a lot of people that use the service. We typically help anywhere from 300 to 400 people take rides that night. So it's a really important service. We appreciate the support of our sponsors. Without, we wouldn't be able to make it happen. And we're just grateful that people continue to use the service and help to make safe choices for our community.
And it's led to a really good streak that we want to continue, right?
We do. There have not been any alcohol-related traffic accidents in our county on New Year's Eve since the program began. So, and we're looking at 39 years, and we've had continued great support from the Island Resort and Casino, along with our area credit unions, the Sackerson Foundation, Bay College, the Community Foundation for Delta County, Michigan Planners, and Elmhurst County Market.
Okay, anything else you want to mention about that before we close the interview here, Joanne?
I don't think so. I think we appreciate that we're able to offer programs like this for the community that obviously, you know, we're here to care for people when they're not well, but it's also about being well outside of our hospital and medical group and helping people to make safe and healthy choices.